part one of the interview, clipped and laid it all out for y'all. Part two, get ready. Have those notepads and pens out, because it's about to be on.
So I know that there's a ton of people out there who just kind of believe that, man, in order to be successful, all I have to do is just put in some hard work without any personal growth or anything like that. Do you believe that's true, or you believe that in order to get to another level of success, you have to work on yourself?
Yeah, you know, hard work is, you know, there's some truth to that. You know, putting in hard work, it does work, but it only takes you so far. Mm-hmm. You have to work hardest on yourself. For instance, let's take myself, for instance. I build websites, right? Actually, I started off building websites, and I could work really hard building websites. But the reality of it is, if I don't work on myself, if I don't get better at doing that, if I don't improve, if I don't keep up with what the latest is, and if I don't improve in all the other areas, right? Because there's a lot to it. There's sales, there's human communication, there's customer service, there are new technologies. You know, there's a lot that you can do to improve yourself that will help you improve your value. So you have to work the hardest on yourself. And if you're a hardworking person already, then that just gives you an extra edge. But hard work is good. It works, but it's rarely ever enough. But if you combine that with some personal development, some personal mm-hmm. growth, if you improve yourself, then you'll make that hard work pay off.
Yeah.
And you end up working smarter too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you end up working smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you gotta work on yourself.
So what kind of systems do you actually have in place to actually keep you dialed in? As far as do you have like a daily routine?
I do have a daily routine. So one of the things that I've done is I've developed really good habits that support my goals or support things that I want to do. And it all started from something that I learned, which is that when you're pursuing something, okay, the number one question you have to ask yourself is, who do I have to become to achieve this thing or get this outcome? You know, what kind of person achieves this outcome? And the answer is usually very, very simple. And I'll make it very elementary. Let's say you want to be a bodybuilder and you're not one right now, right? And you want to get in great shape and be in good enough shape to be able to do a show. And the first thing that you need to do is you need to ask yourself, well, who does bodybuilding? Well, the answer is very obvious. A bodybuilder does, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, typically bodybuilders do bodybuilding. It's rare that an average normal person who doesn't work out does mm-hmm. bodybuilding. And so if you're that person, you're starting at zero and you want to become a bodybuilder, then you have to kind of embody the identity of a bodybuilder. And to do that, you have to develop something that they have, which is usually going to be their habits. Bodybuilders have certain habits. Right. Those habits lead to certain results. What's interesting about habits is you can look at any habit, and no matter where you are in the process, you can actually implement those habits. You can begin to implement those habits. And soon, you will have those same results, right?
Right.
So if it's bodybuilding as an example, and the habits are eating nutritious foods and working out six times a week, right, and increasing your weights as you're going along and following specific programs and specific nutrition, if you adopt that habit, then you're going to have those same results. You're going to get those results, and that goes for anything that you want to do in life. So for me, I set up habits in my life that help me move closer towards the outcomes that I want. So for example, I want to never be in that position that I was in 2008, where I woke up one day and I was had a two-figure net worth. Could have been worse. I could have had like one figure, but you know, that was two-figure and I didn't want that, right? So what I had to really ask myself Well, who does that not happen to? And that typically doesn't happen to people that are financially responsible, that are good stewards with their finances. So one of the things that I began to implement was I had to study finance. I had to study money and understand why it is I ended up in that position. I was so successful. I had so much money already. Why did I lose it all in that way? And the first thing I had to recognize that it was my fault, right? 100% responsibility falls on me. And that's another thing. That's another really good habit. If you want to get a good habit in, get good at taking credit for the things that you do well and take credit for the things that you don't. You got to take the same amount of credit, 100% as you. So I, you know, one of the things I started doing was I then started reading about money. And the number one habit that I picked up was that was just setting aside 10% of every dime that comes, every dollar that comes within my reach and forgetting about it. And I started doing that when I was a two-figure net worth. Every dollar that came in, I would just set aside 10 cents. And sometimes I would set aside 20. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I get $100 to set aside $10 or $20 or whatever it is. And I started doing that. Okay. And till this very day, I still do the same thing. Okay. That's the first thing. Second thing that I wanted to do is I've always had the aspiration to live a long life and enjoy the fruits of my labor with my children and my wife and everything. So part of that is my health. So I have habits that I've implemented that support my health. I work out every day. Okay. I go to the gym at least 5 days a week, but I exercise every day.
Got it.
So when I get up and I take care of all my, you know, my personal stuff, I'm off to the gym. I work out really hard, spend a really good hour or two in the gym without fail, and then come back and I'm ready for the day. My other routine is I'm an early riser. I get up early. I'm up at 3 a.m. every day.
Are you serious?
Every day without fail. Call me. I'll answer the phone. I'm up at 3 a.m. And when I get up, I take about an hour to spend on myself. Mm-hmm. I commune with God, you know, start with gratitude, just give thanks for what I have. This is something that I started a very long time ago. And I started when I was down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And I just started being thankful for just the little things. And even when it was tough, I just find something, it could be something granular, like being able to see or breathe or talk or feel or, you know, anything at all that I could be thankful for. Because it was very tough for me to find one thing that I had that somebody else wouldn't wish that they had, no matter what situation I was in. Right. So I'd find something to be thankful for. And that's something I practice till this day. Wow. And I get up and I'm like, woo, I'm up. I've won already. Let's see what else I can get. Right. So yeah, I started having that attitude in the morning. Then the other thing is you have to put things in. You know, a lot of people, you know, just like we put food in our bodies, you have to put positive things into your mind. And I have several strategies of doing that. One of them is writing down goals, writing down things that you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. The other one is writing things that you want to do for other people. That can also give you a really good adrenaline boost as well. Visualizing where you want to go in life, you know, even if it seems unattainable, but the mere act of just visualizing and thinking about it, you know, it takes your mind into a different realm of possibility, right? And pretty soon you do that, you keep doing that regularly, then things start to show up, you know, in your life. And then the other thing is, the other way of putting things is reading, you know, get a good reading habit, even if it's just 15 minutes a day, whether it's by audiobook or you physically read books. I like to do both.
Right.
Read. The only way for you to actually expand your mind and become more than what you are in this very moment is by putting more information in and reading, right? And learning. Right. And there are so many things that you can read. And so just having that kind of a routine every day, and I have it, you know, it's nicely organized. If you want to know the exact thing, I'm up at 3. on my knees in prayer by 3:05. That's going to last till about 3:30. Then I go and have a big giant cup of water. I take all my vitamins or my multivitamin. Okay. And then I read for about 10 minutes or so. And by the time I'm done with the reading, it's almost time for me to head off to the gym. Then I head off to the gym to take care of the body. While I'm taking care of the body, I'm listening to more audio stuff to help me, right? Uh-huh. Then when I'm done working out and I have all that dopamine going, I have a little book right here. This book, it contains my goals that I write over and over again.
Wow.
So I write them down every day because that gets me excited. Some of these are ridiculous goals, but that's okay.
That's right.
God gave me the power to dream, so I'm going to dream. So I do that. And then by that time is done, then I'm able to get ready, go to work, and start, you know, dealing with the day. One other thing that's a routine for me every day is I take about a minute or two to stop and think about a specific person. Mm-hmm. And I just send them a good thought. You know, so it could be like Derek. Just think about Derek and I'll say, you know, Derek, have a fantastic day today. Have a winning day today. I'm wishing you all the success. You know, God, yeah. take this wonderful thought that I have about Derek and just send it over to him. And that's it. And just move on. And just do that once a day. It's very simple to do. But you'll be amazed at how great that will make you feel. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those ways of being able to give something.
Right.
Even if the person doesn't know you're giving it to them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Man, that's amazing. I love the routine and I love the schedule. And I mean, just the gratitude, you know, component of it. Even when you're, excuse me, even when you're down and you feel like, man, how am I going to, you know, get over this hurdle? Just still having that mindset of being thankful instead of, you know, instead of having like these, I don't know, just these inconsistent, these negative thoughts just about life and blame, right? That can actually consume people.
That's true.
Yeah. You turn it into something great and have that gratitude. Just still be thankful, right? Just for life and another opportunity.
It's another opportunity. Yeah. You know, you just be grateful that you're living.
Yeah.
You know, it's the best way I can explain it to people. Even in difficulty, it's still an adventure.
Yeah.
And instead of kind of sinking into your, you know, whatever it is that you're carrying, whatever is going on, if you start applying and thinking to yourself, okay, how can I change this story to a more favorable story? Mm-hmm. And if you think about your life as a story, as a book, and you're the author of that book, well, what's going to happen in this next chapter? That's how you should look. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. And then you say what's going to happen, and then you start implementing, start seeing if you can actually make that happen.
Wow.
Yeah, you just make it an exciting adventure, no matter where you are. And, you know, life is hard. Life is very tough.
Yeah.
Life is very tough. And sometimes it can be hard to find the blessings in the challenges that of life. Some things are just out of your control, and your emotions are very real. But the reality of it is that it's still an adventure.
It is, huh?
Yeah, it's still an adventure. At the end of the day, the tomorrow will still arrive, and you know, the world will still go on. So you have to get about the business of living. Mm-hmm. Right? You have to get about the business of living, and no matter what's going on. Mm-hmm. Because that's all you can really do. And you just try to make every moment the best possible moment that you can make it. Right. It's hard to do, but not impossible. You can do it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So many other people are doing it. So it's already a testament, right?
Yeah. So many people are doing it.
So before we wrap up, I just want to get your definition of success, like in this phase of your life. How would you describe it?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, I'll have to confess, my definition of success changes all the time. Uh-huh. But My definition of success is just if you are in a position where you can be present and enjoy the experience of the life that you're living, you're successful. But I would say if I were to help someone understand what being successful really means, because a lot of people think it's, you know, maybe they think it's money, or they think it's you know, having a good marriage or anything like that. Success is really having a purpose that you're pursuing. Mm-hmm. Someone who's pursuing something that is a worthy ideal is successful. That to me is a definition of success. Now, notice it's not a person who achieved the thing. No.
Right.
Matter of fact, achieving the thing, a lot of times that wasn't actually the successful part. The successful part was the pursuit of it.
Right.
Right. So the pursuit of it is where all the life is. Once you get it, then it's over. Okay. So if you have a purpose and you have a worthy ideal, something that you're pursuing, something that you're moving towards, mm-hmm. you're successful. That's the definition of success, is movement. Awesome. Yeah. Can I just share one thing about that?
Absolutely.
So a buddy of mine once introduced me to a business. Actually, it was the same to a real estate business, a real estate education business. And this was a school that was teaching people how to do real estate, and they were selling the course, and they were looking for people to sell the course. And me and these two other guys, we were recruited to sell this course. And the way they recruited us was, you know, the course was like a $20,000 course, and the commission was 50%. So that's $10,000 per person. Now, the interesting thing about that is, in order for you to sell this course, you also have to have gone through the course, because how can you sell something that you have not experienced?
Right.
So we all went through the course, and it's a great course. And so now it came time to actually create a marketing plan to go out and market this this course to other people. And in this course is actually where I learned a lot of the real estate things that I was doing. But when we're going out to sell the course, all three of us were completely broke. No success, zip zero, nothing. Okay. And the guy, a friend of mine, we just call him Peter. I don't want to use his real name. Let's say it's Peter. Peter was just one of the smartest people you ever met. Just super smart, very personable, very well read, very well traveled. He understood people. And he came up with a strategy. And his strategy was, we got to fake it till we make it. We got to get out there and we have to act like we're just successful. Success, people love success. People are attracted to success. So the first thing we got to do is we got to change our label. We are not salespeople for this company. We are real estate investors, and we're successful real estate investors. Right. And I said, we're not successful real estate investors. We're not even real estate investors. Not one of us even has a house between us. And he goes, yes, but in our minds, we do. So that was his strategy. They're just going to go out and he's going to say, you know, we're successful. You need to come with us and do what we did. The other guy, and we'll call him Robbie. Robbie's like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. I'm gonna start off with the successful image first.
Yeah.
I just wasn't comfortable doing that. I didn't see anything. There's nothing wrong with that strategy, but I wasn't comfortable doing that. And it just wasn't my style. So you know what I did was I would go to people, you know, we'd set up these little events and we'd have people come up, and I would go to people and I would tell them, I would say, look, I've gone through the course and the course is amazing. Okay. I am implementing the strategies in the course. I do not have any success. Okay. I'm still in the process. However, I'm telling you about it now so that you can get a shot. You can get into the process and you can, you know, you can come along with me and be successful. And I would end it with this. I would say, you can either get started with me now and we can go through this process together and come out on the other end with success, or I can come back to you about 6 months from now when I've already attained all the success and tell you all about my success and then offer you the opportunity then. Wow. Which one do you want to do? Okay. And I had some people say no, but a lot of people said, yes, yeah, we want to go where you're going, you know, because I was so enthusiastic about it. And I was like, look, I'm going to succeed. Nothing's going to stop me from succeeding. I've already put in my investment. I'm going to do this. You either are going to come with me and do it, or I can come back a few months from now and I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah.
And people followed me. And it's, what's interesting is Peter, with his style and all that, he actually enrolled just as many people as I did. And, you know, we got paid very, very well. He actually enrolled just as many people as I did, but my people stuck around longer.
Wow.
And I had more people come through and actually follow through with the process. But, you know, why did my strategy work? Because it worked because people follow purpose.
Right.
Okay. When you're going somewhere, people want to go. And you look through history, you'll find that some of the most successful people in the world, what ended up happening was they were taking people somewhere. They were going somewhere. And that's why people followed them. You know, even just the very act of following,
right,
usually means someone's leading you to something. That is success. So if you're heading towards something and it's something that is a worthy ideal, you're already successful.
Right.
The achievement of the ideal is not where the success is. The success started a long time ago.
Yeah.
It started once you made the decision to start moving towards that purpose. That's success.
And your approach was a lot different. Your approach was more like a leadership style, right?
Yes.
Being authentic.
Being authentic.
Casting the vision. People like the vision.
Yes.
They jumped on board.
That's right. You give people a chance to say, to follow or no, to say yes or no, right? Yeah. It's not something where you're putting out an image that's not authentic. That's not true.
Right.
You know, and it still reflects even in my business right now, that's how we sell.
Yeah.
We don't sell as in, you know, we're the best and we've done all these great things for other clients. And that's why, you know, read our testimonials. And that's not how we do it. What we say is what we do works. There are many other companies that do similar things to us, but nobody does it the way that we do it. So, and sometimes we will end with, hey, look, why don't you go ahead and try those other companies? Okay. And if it works out, great. But if it doesn't work out, then come back so that we can implement what we know always works, what's worked for all our other clients.
That's right.
Yeah, same. It's the same approach. It works. Successful.
Do you have any parting words as far as like following ideas, dreams, passions?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. The very first thing that I would share with anyone, and this is just something that I would tell myself if I could go back 10, 20 years, this is what I'll tell myself. The number one thing is whatever it is that you want to have in life, okay? Whether you want to have a great relationship with your spouse or with God, or you want to, you know, maybe your dream is to have, you know, to be financially independent or wealthy or what have you. Whatever that is, the very first thing you need to do is you need to make that thing real. And the fastest way to make anything real, okay, is to write it down. Okay. Don't just think about what you want and let it sit there and be invisible. You write it down, because once you write it down, and I mean, take a pen and a paper and write, once you write it down, It's now a thing. It's now a physical, tangible thing. It's not the thing, but it is a thing that you can actually see, you know, visually with your eyes, and you wrote it down. That would be the first thing I would tell people to do. The second thing I would tell people to do is to write it down every day. Okay. That was the second thing. And then the third thing I would tell people to do is, if what you want is really a worthy ideal and you believe that it's something that you really want, you need to make something that I call a pre-decision. And this is what I do with everything that I pursue. It's called a pre-decision. Everybody knows what a decision is. So a decision is you decide and that you've decided, right? A pre-decision is a decision you make about a decision. Just something I came up with. And the pre-decision is that you need to decide that you're never going to quit once you've made that decision. Okay. So that you know, quitting is not an option, but it has to be a worthy goal. So I don't want you to decide, you know, to rob a bank and then say, I made a pre-decision that I'll never stop. Don't do that. So it's got to be something worthy, right? Something that you really want. Because here's the reality of life. No matter what you want or what you're trying to pursue, the minute you decide that you're going to pursue that thing and you start pursuing it, everything in the world is going to come up to stop you. And those things that come up to stop you are not there because they're really trying to stop you. They're really coming up, you know, those obstacles, they're really showing up so that you can prove that you actually really want it. That's why you have obstacles. Wow. That's why when you overcome an obstacle, you become stronger. Mm-hmm. The world is going to test your resolve. And that's why you have to make a pre-decision to never quit. Because once you've made that decision and you just choose not to quit, there really isn't anything that you can go after that a person who doesn't quit is not going to get.
Yeah. And there's so many more questions that I have, but I know time is, we gotta respect each other's time. So
that's right, brother.
Man, your time starts at 3 a.m. So I already got some rest. But Cliff, man, I definitely appreciate you coming on. For sure.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a blessing for me. Thank you. Cool. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. All right.
Those are great questions.
Thanks.
You ever think about starting a podcast?
I don't know, man. What you think?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Why Not You. It was an amazing interview with Brother Clifton Mbanugo. He shared so much information. I definitely hope you guys all had your notepads and your pens out, just scribbling on it. Next week we will be joined by Derek Seymour. It's going to be a two-part series. He is an educator out of Jacksonville, Florida, and he's in the real estate game as well. I can't wait for you guys to hear his story. Until next week, you all have a blessed week and take massive action. And be sure to join us on Spotify or Apple Podcast. This is your host, D. Wells. I'm out.